This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, it helps when you have your headphones in. You can actually hear yourself. Until then, you can't hear Jack. And we all know who Jack is. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin's going to join us tonight later on in the
FBI used as the undercover.
What the heck? Oh, I know who that is. Not me. Anyway, God, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I already said that, right? So I have to say it again? No. Okay, cool. We, you know, tonight, some of you I'm going to get on. And I put up a meme over the weekend after John McCain died. And I want to be clear about this. I am in no way saying that we should glorify the man, glorify what he did or didn't do. That's not what I'm here to do. Real simple. But on the same side of that coin, what I don't want to do, he's a human being. You know, some of you posted, I didn't take him down, but some of you posted on our Facebook page some pretty hateful things towards the man. And I know the man may have been responsible for over 100 people's deaths on board one of the aircraft carriers. I get all of that. But at this point, he's dead. What does that do? What does it do? He was still a husband, a father. He had daughters that loved him tremendously. Right? Let it go. And I don't mean that in a demeaning way. I don't mean that to devalue anything the man may have did while he was alive. I know what he did that we didn't like here. I get it. But ultimately, let's get back to the fact that a human being died. All right? And let's just move on. I'm seriously, I know some of you are already mad at me. Because I saw what some of you wrote. Some regular listeners wrote. My comment is, let's not be like them. Let's not be like those people that we keep pounding on because we don't like the way they talk and the way they approach things and the way we're responding. What we're doing right now is exactly what they're doing. And you told me you didn't want to be like that. That you never wanted to be like them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room.
It sounds okay.
It sounds what?
It's okay. Steve, maybe it's a little more.
Oh. All right. Well, anyhow, Kimberly Marin's going to join us after the break. Don't you love that? You get inside baseball here, right? You know that not everything goes off the way it's supposed to. Kimberly Marin's going to join me after the break, and I'm sure she's bouncing. At this point, she is bouncing off the walls to want to talk about the shooter this weekend in Florida, and our hearts and prayers go out to those people as well. It ain't right. I got it. Look at all the electrical stuff just going crazy in this place. 855 Real Joe, 855-732. I'm waiting for the smoke next, right? Oh, if you could only be in the studio and watch what was happening. It's like you're going through the twilight zone around here, anyhow. And, you know, again, we're going to have an expert on this kind of on the psychology behind, you know, these video games. Just 3.5 hours a week. I know somebody's going to get mad at me. 3.5 hours a week on these video games can rewire your brain to the point where you don't handle, you know, negative things very well. You fly off the handle faster. Your patience level goes way down. 3.5 hours a week. I want you to think about that. Okay? So if you've got kids that are on these things 1.5 hours a day, don't be one of those people who say, no, my son and daughter is fine. It's all okay. They're doing well. We're doing well. Everybody's happy. No. No, 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 no. You are incorrect. You're not Superman or Superwoman. These things affect your mind. The mind works the same, has the same basics in everybody. Right? Things affect people the same way in the mind. Anyway. And then we'll talk a little bit later on about Cohen's lawyer. I know you heard about this. Right? Cohen's lawyer now has come back. He's kind of walking back the claims that Cohen has info tying Trump to the Russians. And yeah, we may have misspoke or misstated or we may have lied. Yeah, that's it. We may have lied about it. Oh, God. It'll never end. Until Trump finishes his last day of his second term, this stuff won't stop. Right? I mean, you think about the things he's done already. Look, we'll touch on this later on, too. The Trump now, you know, pulling out of NAFTA. Oh, that's terrible. It's bad. We made a deal. That thing was 20 plus years old. It needed to be updated. It needed to be cleaned up. It needed to be fixed. And guess what? The new trade deal with Mexico is going to be a huge win for both countries. And it's going to make Trump look like $1 million even. Well, actually, in his case, probably a couple of $1 billion. You see what I mean? I mean, it's just, and he'll get no credit for it. Absolutely none. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe with senior host Kimberly Marin's going to join us after the break. And I'll tell you what, I know she's got something to say. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Barry Manilow. I think he's had like 6 or 7 facelifts. And most of you don't even know who he is, but whatever. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And listen, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Now, before I bring Kimberly on with us, Tammy and I were talking in the last segment about liars. And she reminded me of something that I have set and ready to go. And I please, sit back and enjoy with me, if you would.
We will keep this promise.
My name is Tommy Flanagan, and I'm a member of Pathological Liars Anonymous.
If you like your doctor...
In fact, I'm the president of that organization.
You will be able to keep your doctor, period.
Yeah, that's who I am.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan, period.
Health care man, please listen. If you institute this system, health care man. doctor will move to Mama's Atlanta.
No matter what you've heard, if you like your doctor or health care plan, you can keep it, period. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your private health insurance plan, you can keep your plan.
So if you're out there listening and you want to stop your habit of lying, just give us a call.
What we said was you could keep it if it hasn't changed since the law's passed.
Because we have meetings now every week at my house in Jamaica.
Every time I hear that, I love it. Kimberly Moraine joins us, as she does every week, to help us kick it up. Come on, that had to make you giggle, right?
No. I had to listen for that to that man for 8 years and his lies. I don't need to listen to it anymore.
They forget, though. I got listen. Yeah, so the other night, I was on that other network again, and we were talking, and I brought in, you know, Billy Bob Clinton. And they always say to you, why do you keep going back to the past? And I said, because it's really simple. I need to know where you're coming from. I need to know where your boundaries are. So if your boundaries was it's okay for you know, Billy Bob to actually assault women and pay them to keep their mouth shut, to rape women and pay them to keep their mouth shut, then you know, why are you having such a heart attack that Trump had consensual sex with somebody and paid them to keep their mouth shut? I'm kind of confused. I don't know where the boundaries are. Maybe I am confused, right?
Yeah, you're totally confused. How dare you bring up serial sexual assaulter and accused rapist Bill Clinton? Who do you think you are?
I don't know. Now I feel really bad.
Well, that's exactly what they do. They say, oh, you can't bring this up. You can't. Well, wait a minute. I'm just trying to gauge your behavior because it was okay then for this to happen when it was your party in power or your guy in the White House. But when it happens, when it's not your guy in the White House, oh, my God, outrage. Resist.
Outrageous. Outrageous that you would allow or even think this was okay to happen. I know. I get it. It's amazing to me. And look at mental health, right? Whenever, and we're going to talk about Florida in a second here, but, you know, the Florida shooting, I said earlier, our hearts and prayers go out to those people, but the families and those people. But here's the deal. Don't tell me for a second that this was a gun issue. This was such an example of a mental health issue, of somebody that, you know, couldn't handle, couldn't cope with. He lost a video game. He came in, I don't know, what was it, second or third or whatever it is, on the video game, and that, all of a sudden, he feels like he has a right to shoot the place up. This is a mental issue, is it not?
It is. It has nothing to do with firearms or gun control laws. There's already a lot of, he's from Maryland. The killer is from Maryland. There's very strict gun control laws there. You have to get permission. Someone has to check you out in order for you to be able to even get a firearm. So he passed all through that, and then he violated gun control laws by taking his firearm into Florida because they don't have reciprocity with Maryland. So he was in possession of a firearm illegally. Ooh. And then on top of it, the venue was a gun-free zone. He violated multiple state and federal laws, but yet these nitwits on the left, not all of them, mind you, but these nitwits want to put more gun control into place. So I asked the question yesterday, you know, what gun control would have stopped this? And none of them can answer it. Not one.
Because there isn't any. There isn't a one that could stop this from happening other than enforcing the law, other than checking these guys when they go in and out of these facilities, right?
Well, yeah, they didn't. Well, they didn't have security. I think they had minor security, but they didn't. So they didn't have any security actually at the event, really checking it out. I mean, it's a gun-free zone. What do you expect? Of course, law-abiding citizens are going to obey it, but criminals don't care about your signs or your rules. They don't care about your laws either.
Oh, come on. Are you sure about that?
Well, the last time I checked, criminals don't, you know, plan on committing a horrifying crime and then stop and change their minds when they look at the sign outside that says, oh, gun-free zone.
Oh, yeah, we shouldn't be here.
Yeah, you know, I can't go into this place and do the evil, horrifying things I want to do because there's a sign that says it's a gun-free zone. No, the only people that obey those rules or those laws are law-abiding citizens who are then stripped of the ability to actually protect themselves from the monsters who commit horrifying acts of violence. And the problem with the gun control crowd is they blame the inanimate object and they blame all law-abiding citizens. They never look at the human who actually had to perform an action to use that inanimate object.
Yep.
And they never look at all the good that people do saving their own lives or defending themselves with that same inanimate object. It's just control, control, control. And they screamed it as soon as it came out, as soon as they heard about it. There was a city councilor from Jacksonville who was on the news, didn't even know, nobody even know who the person was or what happened or anything, dipping his hands in the blood of the victims to say, we need more gun control. We need more gun control. Yeah, your gun control didn't work, buddy. How'd it work?
Well, we have gun.
Didn't.
We have gun control in Chicago, don't we?
We have it all over the country. This is my one of my biggest problems with the gun control crowd. They don't know the thousands of gun control laws that already exist across the country. They have no idea what they are. They just scream out that they want more gun control.
They don't care.
No, well, they're being fed this by Democrat politicians, organizations like Every Town for Gun Safety, Moms Demand, and other in the media.
I say it again. They don't care. Anyway, we got to go for a quick break. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Kimberly Marino will join me on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. The stock market soars as President Trump strikes a deal with Mexico.
They used to call it NAFTA. We're going to call it the United States-Mexico Trade Agreement. And we'll get rid of the name NAFTA. It has a bad connotation because the United States was hurt very badly by NAFTA.
President Trump calls the new trade deal with Mexico tremendous. The two sides have been working to renegotiate NAFTA, which Trump calls disastrous for the United States. The president in the Oval Office speaking by phone through through a translator with the President of Mexico. The President says negotiations with Canada up next.
Canada will start negotiations shortly. I'll be calling the Prime Minister and we'll start negotiation. And if they'd like to negotiate fairly, we'll do that. You know, they have tariffs of almost 300% on some of our dairy products, so we can't have that. We're not going to stand for that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to Real Silo GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly, honestly, being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being engaged and involved. You got to be. You really do. You have to be engaged and involved. You got to be listening. You got to be paying attention. You got to be willing to work it through with us. I mean, I don't do a really good job of it, but I try to watch the chat room and a few other places, see where you're taking the conversation and where you want it to go. Anyway, let me bring her back on. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to, you know, just kind of get things rolling, figure out what we're going to hit during the week. And, you know, this weekend we had a lot happen as well. And Kimberly, again, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Uh-oh, you're giggling. Why are you giggling?
Sorry. Sorry, I was...
And Tammy's giggling, too, so I must have... Either I have a booger hanging from my nose, or my hair's not combed properly or something. I don't know, whatever.
No, I sent you guys a picture of somebody running in New Hampshire.
I'm not going to look at it. I'm not right now. Anyway, so, listen, I already know where you're going, but a couple of things. One is... I gave this big speech in the beginning of the show about John McCain dying, I didn't do all the accolades that some people feel like they have to do. You know, I think it's disingenuous for people who never really liked him, never cared about him, to get out there and talk about how great he is all of a sudden. Just keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything. But my attitude was, look, here's a human being that died. He's a husband. He's got kids who love him. Let it go. It's yesterday's news. Give them time to grieve. Let it go. Do you agree or no?
Yeah, I mean, I basically said the same thing. I'm like, you know what? Regardless of what you think of him, he has a family who loved him. Everyone has someone they love or who loves them, I hope, anyway. And so just, you know, remember that when somebody like that, that you completely don't agree with or whatever, that they have that family. So, you know, you can rehash it later, but for right now, it's not worth the time. But I also don't think that all these people that are all of a sudden saying he was so fabulous when 4, 5, 8 years ago they said he was Hitler. You know, I think that's ridiculous as well. The ones on the left who are all of a sudden they like John McCain.
Oh, yeah. It's always like that. You know, I was talking about
I remember the abuse.
Yeah, yep. But I remember I was talking the other night about how Democrats are so confused when it comes to this stuff. I mean, I can't even imagine Comey, you know, he's Satan. He's Satan's twin brother. He's this, he's that.
Yeah.
And right, and the next thing you know, he's God's gift to mankind. This is continual with these people, is it not?
It has to drive other people insane because they're like, okay, how am I supposed to act now? Especially Democrats that are really just do the not right. Not when I say Democrats, I don't mean the good Democrats because they exist. I'm talking about the resistance crowd. They don't know, you know, they just take their cues from these lunatics that are in politics, that are politicians, and they don't know what to do. Because they're following the lead. Oh, wait a minute. We hate him. Oh, no, we're not supposed to hate him anymore. Oh, wait, we don't hate him. But, oh, wait, now we have to hate him. It's ridiculous.
Oh, it's totally. And I love watching them because they really don't know how to respond. They really don't know what to do. Because you're right. Even the rank and file sits back and goes, is it okay? Do we not like him? Do we like this guy? I mean, seriously, they're really confused as to what and how to say.
Well, yeah, because if you don't do what the, you know, toe the line, then they'll turn on you.
Yeah, pretty quick, too.
So, that's how it works.
Especially on Twitter, I see that happen on a regular basis. I get the biggest kick out of it. You can't open your mouth on anything. All right, so the governor of Arizona is talking about replacing McCain with none other than his wife, which I just think is nuts all the way around.
I don't get that concept at all. That to me is insane. Do you replace a husband or wife at a regular job if their spouse dies? I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. The election's coming up in just, what, under 6 weeks now?
Yeah,
how many weeks?
Let it go. Leave it alone.
There's right? No need to do anything right now.
No.
Let it go and just wait for the election. And even if it was another 2 years or more till the election, you shouldn't be replacing a Senate seat with a spouse. I know it's been done. I know it's been done in the past, but I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, if he absolutely has to replace the seat, and I don't know, you know, some states have laws that say they got 30 days to fill the seat or what have you, you know, you can't skirt the law because you and I are law people, right? And if he absolutely has to fill a seat, then somebody brought up a point that there's two or three previous or prior senators and congressmen who could easily fill that seat for a couple of weeks who would do that. But there's no reason to leave it open unless it's a lawful thing, right? Not going to hurt them.
Right. And because it's so close to the election, well, yeah, but you know what? I just thought of this. They don't actually take office until January, right?
Right.
So they might have to fill the seat.
After you were talking here, came to my I don't mean in a bad way, but it came to my it looks like whoever's appointed to that seat holds that seat to 2020, and then in 2020 there would be an election. University
what?
Of Congress. Yeah, because vacancy occurred after state's cutoff date, May 30th. Special election would take place in 2020 rather than 2018. The winner of the special election would hold the seat for the remaining 2 years of McCain's term. Then, in 2022, the seat would be back on the ballot. Yeah, it's kind of weird the way they do it. But in essence, whoever he appoints right now would stay on in that chair until 2020 when a special election would be held to 2022. So it's a six-year seat.
Okay.
He's already served 2 years, right? They would appoint.
Okay.
And it brings it out 2 years when you have to have a special election.
Got it.
It's just some of the stuff doesn't mean. I don't know. There must be a reason behind it.
It doesn't matter. You know what? Right. Regardless of what the rules are, if they have to fill that seat, it shouldn't be with his wife or his kid or anybody.
I agree.
It should be with someone that is not related in any way whatsoever.
Okay.
That's fair. There's no one they could... Pardon?
I said that's fair.
No, I mean, can you imagine a regular job doing that?
No, right. You're the CEO of Microsoft, and, you know, you drop dead, and they replace you with your wife, who can't even turn on
until you can get hired, right?
Yeah.
Until you can find someone else to fill out the... whatever. I mean, that's... a lot of this stuff doesn't make sense to regular people, and this is the kind of thing that's super aggravating to regular people, because that is not how it should work.
Let's go back and aggravate you some more, okay? Let's talk about the shootout in Florida, you know, where we had this young man that just went stupid crazy and shot a couple of people dead. And again, back to the gun laws. There isn't a gun law that would have fixed this, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Nothing.
No. I mean, if the police had just done what they were supposed to do, and again, I'm not getting on the police. I mean, if they enforced the laws, if somebody, I mean, how do you walk into these places with guns on? You would think some of these places would have some kind of security, somebody watching what was going down. But think about the young man who lost the game and decided that he had the right to shoot the place up. Look at the anger and the hate involved there.
Well, apparently, he had mental health issues in the past, and was taking, in the past at least, according to documents, antipsychotic drugs. So that seems to be a common theme with some of these young men who are doing things like this. But of course, no one ever wants to look at what these drugs do or what side effects could be from these drugs, or that these drugs rob these people of all emotion and feeling.
Right.
No one wants to ever look at that and see if that could be a common link that is an issue. No, they want to blame an inanimate object. And all law-abiding gun owners. Oh, and the NRA. Don't forget to blame the NRA.
Well, according to the article that you, actually, the one you wrote, within minutes, I mean, I know you don't mean like within 3 minutes, but within a relatively short period of time, the gun control now people were screaming for tougher laws. But they never go out there and tell you what laws were in place that could have been enforced that would have stopped this thing. They, you know, again, if people around him knew that he was off, knew he was a little, you know, here's that sound again. The one I love so much. Anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Mental health or a gun issue, we're going to talk more about that with Kimberly Marin on the other side of the break.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. Kimberly Marin joins us as she does every week. I always appreciate her time with me. Remember, if you head over to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all those things you've been taught to be afraid of, and you just don't have to be. Right, Kimberly?
Right.
Those are all those labels. You know, doesn't the left always say, we don't believe in labels, we don't like you labeling us as this, that, and that thing. But the only thing they know how to do is use labels, isn't it?
Oh, God, yeah, they have a label for everything. Don't you know that they have to create labels for every group of victims that they need to, you know, celebrate and hold up and get to believe they're victims so they can get them to vote for them. And, you know, when you're on the left, you're in a group of victims, but sometimes you might be lesser of a victim than someone else. So you're getting oppressed within your own party based on your victim status. Well, and what's popular that day.
Yeah, you don't even have to be a victim. All you have to be, for them, is on the other side, right? I mean, really, in all seriousness.
No, I'm saying they create classes of victims, you know,
right,
to try to make people think they're victims.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No, I love it. It's always the same. When they start calling me names and put labels on me, I'm like, I thought you guys didn't believe in that.
Oh, no, 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 no. What's good for them is not good for you. Come on now.
I forget these things. I'm sorry. I get a little confused at times. You know, at my age, it's kind of tough. You know what I'm saying? Maybe. Yeah. So, yeah, I want to, you know, again, just to finish up with the gun thing real quick, the bottom line with that for me is, again, they don't even know what the laws are to begin with. They think that the price, they don't really want stricter gun laws. They want no guns, period. It's not a gun
right.
control. It's not a, you know, it's just, and they won't deal with mental health, will they?
They know they can't come out right and do an entire across-the-board gun ban because that just wouldn't fly. So they try to incrementally, I mean, that's why we have thousands of gun control laws in place. They try to put more. They incrementally do it because we all know gun control laws just make it harder for law-abiding citizens
yeah.
to actually purchase firearms. So they just make it more difficult for the people that should have firearms because they are law-abiding citizens and they aren't using a firearm to commit a crime. You know what?
But you don't need a firearm. Just call 911. What's wrong with you?
Well, there's some nitwit, and I forget which one. Blumenthal, maybe. They have a bill in Congress that they want background checks for you to buy ammunition.
Oh no! What do you think? This is new. We have this in California.
Oh, I know.
Go.
But we don't have this. They want to make this a federal law. I'm like, I don't think so. I'll march on Washington first.
Yeah, Governor, soon to be Governor Numb for Brains is, you know, this is one of the things he talks about. He goes, look, the Second Amendment, maybe the Second Amendment guarantees your right to have a gun, but it doesn't guarantee your right to have ammunition. Like, oh.
What are they going to have people have to get background checks to buy targets next?
I know, right? I mean, pretty much anything you're going to buy at a gun range or what have you, it's just really. And then in California, it gets even worse than that. We get those eco freaks, right? They want to make sure that the lead bullets and the casings get picked up within a certain period of time, and you know, you got to get them out.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, seriously, because you don't want to kill the dirt with the lead in there that they pick up anyway.
Yeah.
So it
never
stops.
We have those everywhere.
God, it's just amazing. And the real, these aren't fake stories, people. They're real nuts walking around doing this. You know?
And the thing is, they're doing it in every single state. They're not just doing it in California. They tried to put some crap like that in New Hampshire. I mean, they're doing this in every single state to see what they can get away with, to see if people are paying attention.
Well, why should you be special?
And if you're... Yes, exactly. Well, typically, it's... Well, you guys happen to have some of the worst gun control organizations in California that our legislators in New Hampshire try to push your nutbags legislation in my state.
Yep. Well, California's
doing
it.
We didn't even realize it at first. And then I compared bills over a couple of years. And I'm like, wait a minute. And then I found it, did some research, found it online, and found exactly where they got the legislation from, a California gun control organization.
Yep.
And even the Democrats on the committee were horrified by that.
Oh, they were horrified it was from California?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
They were horrified that an out-of-state piece of legislation from California was trying to be pushed in our state. And it was a horrible piece of legislation. It was just really, really bad gun control. It failed, of course, but, you know, a couple of total anti-Second Amendment Democrats on the committee voted against it out of committee until they got their hands slapped and had to vote for it.
That's usually how it happens, yep. Yep.
Yeah, but it was great because there are two women who absolutely, one of them wouldn't even take a chocolate little mini gun we gave her one time. I'm not even kidding.
I would have taken it and I would have chewed on it right in front of your face and go, see, look, I'm destroying your gun. It's so good.
I would have too. I would have, you know, I would have had a field day with it. But yeah, we did that one time, you know, handed them all and she wouldn't even take it because, you know,
amazing.
It was a gun.
Unreal.
But.
All right.
This is why elections are so important, because if you don't know how your representative voted or you don't know how a candidate is going to vote, you got to ask them. Just plain up, straight up ask them. Will you vote for these certain kind of laws and ask them, you know, catch them off guard even, asking them questions because they should all be able to easily answer them because they should know what they're talking about.
I agree with you. I think that you should always ask the candidate running. If you've got any questions about the person that you're backing, you need to have all your questions answered before you start putting your name out there, making phone calls for them, or even giving them $5, for God's sakes. Why do it? If they're not going to do what they say they're going to do, why even bother? Don't waste your time with them.
You know? Right. And if there's a candidate in office who said they were going to do certain things and they don't, vote them out.
Speaking of... How about a man dressed in woman's clothing in a wig in a woman's bathroom? What do you think of that? I mean, is he transgender, transvestite? What they used to call it, cross-dress? I mean, I don't even know what they call it. I'm not making fun. I just don't know.
They're all different names now. I can't really help you out there. But this is what these transgender pieces of legislation across the country do. So a woman was in a bathroom, knocked on a stall, and a man's voice answered, but she could see underneath that it was women's shoes, so she didn't think anything of it. Well, she might have thought something of it, but whatever. That's what we have to deal with now as women, because we are not allowed to have our own women-only spaces for privacy in certain states. So it ended up that the man in the next stall over, whether he self-identifies as a woman or he just was doing it for that day so he could get into the women's room, was videoing her while she was doing her business in the bathroom.
Ooh, thank you.
And there's another guy in New Hampshire, which we did pass that. Our governor did sign that trans bill into law. A guy was found videoing a girl, a young girl, in a dressing room. Now, see, women are put in a position where if we say something because there's a man in there, what if he self-identifies as a woman? Then we're bigots. Then we're the haters. Then, oh, my God, you know, are they going to point their fingers like in, you know, that movie Body Snatchers? And we're going to be pointed at and maybe, who knows, even brought up again for bigotry or hate crime or whatever. They've put women in horrible positions,
oh, yeah.
Women and girls. With these laws, and they don't care.
No, not at all. I see more and more, and I mean more, of these crazy stories coming across. I think I'm going to do a story in the next hour about liberals going crazy on naming female body parts, that they shouldn't have certain names associated with them. I'm like, okay, so we're just going to change science now. We're gonna end it all, right? I mean, just getting worse and worse and worse as the days go on.
And when are people going to stop and say, whoa, 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 wait a minute. I saw there's actual research where people are trying to figure out how they can put a uterus, transplant the uterus from a woman into a man's body so he can be pregnant. But people are really trying to do this.
That changed the whole chemical makeup of a male body, of a body born as a male, to certain things that the body gives off chemically when a woman's pregnant.
And what are all the hormones going to do?
They want to be God.
I'm telling you, these people, this whole entire world is unhinged and off the hook with this insanity, and it's hurting. It's actually physically hurting some people who they just say, oh, go ahead, take these hormones. It doesn't matter that it's going to help destroy your body by the end of the time you're, you know, 20 years from now.
Why are you such a hater?
I'm not. I actually care about people, and I think people should get the help that they need or figure something out. But drugging people up and mutilation isn't the way.
All right, quick, where do they find you?
NewHampshirePoliticalBuzz.org, GraniteRocks.com, and on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
Cool. Very cool. All right, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break, including, oh, God, I hate these stories. Actually, I kind of like them. How female body parts can't be called female body parts anymore. We'll discuss that on the other side. We'll be back.